Monday night, Or L'Gimel Tammuz, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're up to Siman Nun Tes. Siman Nun Tes is talking about the bracha you make on good news. But special, real good news makes you happy. Makes you want to dance a jig. I want to make a comment. It's really, the Nusach HaBracha, it's interesting, because the bracha is Shechayonu B'Kimonu B'Gyonu Azman Azeh. Now, the event might have nothing to do with time. You bought a house, a place, I don't know, you bought a car, or you bought a new flea, so you're happy, you know. So Bitrama is, some things are embedded in time. Yom Tov, we make a Shechayonu. Or even a mitzvah that's part of a life cycle event. So you could say it's part of time. So you say Shechayonu Gemenu Azman Hazeh because it's part of your life cycle. But if you go buy a suit, or a hat, or a new computer, or a car, so you're happy. So I tell you the make that we understand, right? That's the bracha when someone else is sharing in that happiness. They're part of it, they're partners.
Even when you're putting on a suit, you're saying Shechayonu the first time you put it on. Isn't that still based on time?
No, that's just because that's the only time you're happy. That's when you're happy. That's when the happiness... You're really making the bracha over the buying of a new suit, the having a new suit. Our meaning is to make the bracha when we put it on. But you're making it over having the suit. The answer is, though, that you're right. And that's, I think it's a Musar Haskel. It's a limud. It's like reminding us that everything is happening within time. As we're living and we're going through time. And even if we just buy a car, so we say to Hashem, Shechayonu B'Kimonu B'Gyonu L'Azman Hazeh, like, I bought the car in time, in time. It's not like disassociated from time, and just that time's ticking by. So there's two things going on. There's a clock ticking on a wall, and I happen to buy a car. So that's not true. I bought the car within my lifetime, in my life, as I was living. It's something that happened to me. It's time. It's chashuv. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's a humbling perspective, I guess, because we're learning kniya. So it didn't stam happen. It happened within time, like you're living and. Okay.
Each person has a timeline, and it's finite.
Yeah, and he's living, and he's going through his life, and this happened at this point in time in his life. It's not disassociated. It taka happened at this point in time in his life. And that's, otherwise the bracha wouldn't make sense. I go buy a car, and I say, Shechayonu B'Kimonu B'Gyonu L'Azman Hazeh. What's L'Azman Hazeh? You know, that's why I decided to buy a car. What, there's no Zman Hazeh. I guess there is. Time.
Locked at this time.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all I wanted to point that out. That the bracha really. Okay. So we learned in the first sif you make either a Shechayonu or a Tov HaMeidiv. And we learned sif beis actually, which is a basic philosophical idea that you make a bracha on bad news, the Dayan HaEmes. You make a bracha, that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is you do it b'simcha, you are at peace with it. You're mekabel ba'ava what Hashem's goals are on you. Why? Why be'ava? Because you know Hashem means what's best for you. Maybe you're not exactly sure why this is best. And maybe you should go through the reasons that's brought down by the Achronim. Maybe it's a kapara fi arveiros. Maybe it'll turn out that you'll find out in 3 years why this is the best thing that ever happened to you. We don't know. Like maybe, I guess those are the two basic things that it's bechlal, not even. You don't realize that it's not bad. You only think it's bad because you have a narrow perspective. You're living in the here and the now, and you want instant gratification, and you have instant tsuris. Right?
But even for bad news,
everyone has Everyone has a million stories where they thought something was terribly tragic and it turned out it was good. I'm sure. Everyone's life is full of such things. Or you could just say it's Kaparas Averis and look at it that way. That's how you deal with. Maybe some people could just say it's the Ratzon Hashem, so I'm thrilled that I just am part of it and he's using me to fulfill his will. And for some reason he wanted this to happen, and I don't care to know why. It's the best thing that happened to me, not because of the best thing that happened to me, because the best thing for me is the will of Hashem. I'm sorry, it just... Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very high matrega.
But it's saying here, even if for bad news, you make the bracha.
The simcha.
Right, but if you are unable to get to that place of simcha, do you then not say the bracha?
No. You do make the bracha. You have to make the bracha. You're supposed to reach that madrega of simcha. It's very hard. I told over the story, I think I said it over in shul.
I think you were talking about the word he was waiting until...
Yeah. That's an amazing story. The Aderis. So his daughter, he was a very punctual person. He was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, he lived within the last 100 years ago, let's call it. And he was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Very, very makubal, tzaddik, gain, everything you want. A very punctual person, and his daughter, I think it was, tragically died. And it was time for the funeral, and he wasn't coming to the funeral. Very uncharacteristic, and so then they, to make a long story short, his talmidim went to him, and he said that he's going to have to make a dianemus. And Chazal say you have to make it b'simcha, right? And so he's accessing, like when his daughter was born, and he remembers the simcha that he felt then, and he doesn't feel that simcha now. And, you know, so he's waiting. He's trying to feel that degree of simcha. So that he can be Mekayim, what Chazal say, that you should make the bracha, you know, the simcha. That's like amazing. It's like only a malach with such a story. That's not a human being, it's a malach. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, it's hard to be besimcha. Most people are accepting. I think acceptance is hard enough. And not to feel bitterness or anger or resentment, but to totally accept it, believe, sholem, I accept it as Hashem's will. I think that's amazing. Simcha is already, you know what it means? You have to say with a straight face, I'm happy this happened. You can say it. So it's funny. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says it's because it's a kapara. That's interesting. He makes it sound like that's. I guess that'll work across the board. That it's a kapara for your Averis. But it's ultimately good, so you're happy about it. If it saves you in Olam Haba, Mitzchias, and in Olam Hazeh you have to suffer for a few years, fantastic trade-off. You got the better of the deal. So you have to feel that, and you're thrilled. Thank you, Hashem. You have to dance in the street. That's what Rabbi Victor Miller describes. You know, something bad happens to you, and that's taking care of a flaw of your neshama, because that's the way the system works. So down here it costs you a couple of years of intense pain, and connected that you have mitzchigas. You know, so you should go dance and jig in the street and be so thrilled and throw a party for your friends. Say Baruch Hashem.
Golson said the story of the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim son died, that he got up and he was happy, and he said, now I can really fulfill the pasuk behalf that the son of the Holy, because I used to have to share with my son, and now I can.
That's a different akuma. Okay, that's.
But he was using it as a springboard to serve Hashem more, so he's, I guess, he was happy about it.
Okay. So Gimel, you have to go first, because I have to catch a 9:30 bus. Higiyeh lof tova. Something great happened. Rosh Hashanah Shmua tova. Aval bishadvor marin. He sort of suspects that tova zutigram lo ra. In the long run, it's not so good for him. Gon shemotzu mitzia. V'mishomah dov lo melech icha kol asher lo. Melech's going to take it away. Maybe he won the lottery, and now they're going to do an audit on his income tax. But he should still say, B'varach HaTov HaMeitiv. You deal with the immediate event. B'varach HaTov HaMeitiv. Why HaTov HaMeitiv? It's talking about that there's people in his house that are going to share this thing that he found. V'cheinam Nogel of Arah. V'shem Hashmur Arah. It's going to come out good at the end in this world, good. Like his field overflowed and its mazik is tfua. But in the long run, it's going to be give him a very fertile field. But he makes Dayan Emes, because right now, he ruined the crop. And you never know what it will be. You can't anticipate what's going to be. Not sure what happens if it happened now, like the example of the rain. Maybe now it's fertilized. It ruined the crop, but it fertilized the field at the same time. It made it fertile. I don't know.
Shouldn't that be the same thing, though, that even if you consider it bad news, you still make the bracha?
No, we're talking about it's bad. It was mazikas tfua. In the long run, you know already how it's going to be good. But you make the bracha on the here and now. That's just, you don't make the bracha on